I just wanted your professional take, opinion on this matter, because we've seen, especially, I don't want to go towards social media, it's just a reflection of how we're socialized. Basically, this whole issue of tribalism that's out of control.
Yeah, the thing about tribalism in this thing is being perpetuated by the ones who were not affected by racism and tribalism before independence.
This professor, Petrus Mbenzi, he's an academic at UNAM, and he says Namibians need to confront the growing issue of tribalism. He says the problem stems from misunderstanding cultural identity and misusing language, which I personally do not agree with, but I wanted to have your opinion because I feel like it's deeper rooted than just not understanding cultural identities. Because now when we speak, for instance, Johanna Swartboy, there was this video that went viral of this content creator, and
it was
dehumanizing and disgusting, and I don't think that's a misunderstanding of a cultural identity or misuse of language.
But it's not in that incident, but generally racism and tribalism, the sense of superiority, you know, that you feel you are more superior than the other person. That and obviously some of the instances, and that's where the professor probably is right, that, you know, your cultural practices of a particular community may be offensive, or people won't be able to understand them. So, you know, we eat particular food, or we our marriage or wedding ceremonies are in a particular way, our funeral ceremonies in a particular way. So the person who is not from that culture will look at it and say, oh, in our culture we do it this way or that way, in our culture we don't eat that. So it's a misunderstanding of that person's culture that you now come and say they are backward. They're not backward. That's their culture. And the same way that you look at your culture perhaps that is backward, you would also say that your culture is not backward. In a country of multi cultures, we need to be tolerant of each other's culture. That is the way that we would eradicate tribalism.
That was going to be my question, how we can find a solution to this problem and address each other in a manner that's respectable, dignified, and respect human rights. Because at the end of the day, we are first human before we are anything else. What are some of the solutions you can perhaps offer to our audience on how to engage with one another? Our previous president was very big on the motto of One Namibia, One Nation. What are some of the simplicities we can look at to resolve this type of disrespect?
No, you're quite right. The motto of One Namibia, One Nation is that, you know, what Dr. Hage Benkop used to say, the Namibian house, is that we are all Namibians, and we must then, in the diversity that we have unity as Namibians. But we can't have unity when you discriminate against one or the other group because of their language, because of their culture or cultural practice. So there is a question of the respect for each other, the respect as a human being, that you respect the next person, regardless of that person's culture, language, religion, that you respect the person as a group of that person and respect their cultural practices. That tolerance must be there. And remember, your culture is a human right. You know, you have a human right under our constitution. There's a human right to practice your own culture and religion. So it's a human right, and if you are discriminated, and not just discriminated in the sense that you don't get a job because you are from this particular language group or from this particular religion, but also that, you know, incitement of racial or tribal disharmony between people. You know, when you say nasty things, demeaning things, indignifying a person because of that person's looks or the person's culture or language, when you dehumanize the person, you're disrespecting the person's human right to be a person of that particular culture. So the solution is, unfortunately, is a long-term issue. It must be a behavioral change that we are respecting each person because that person is a person, and not discriminate on them, on their cultures and their language and their physical look, etc.
Mr. Shonde, one last question. In terms of defamation of character and perhaps the defamation case, could the current Miss Namibia, if she so feel like she's attacked, or her character, her person, was defamed by this particular video that's now gone viral online, although the person has apologized, which was not a fit apology, according to many on social media. Could you open a case to say that you are defaming me?
It's not just defamation, which is serious enough, but it's also a criminal offense under the Prohibition of Racial Discrimination Act. And she can be prosecuted and she can go to prison for a very long time because of the utterances that she has made in that video.
Thank you so much for clarifying that and also actually educating Namibians that these things, these videos online should be taken seriously. It's a criminal offense. Sometimes people mouth off certain statements without really understanding how our constitution works and the legal framework. So thank you for answering that.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Have a nice day.
The same to you.
Bye. Bye.